You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is a great plan. This isn't just a good plan. This is far better than Obamacare and more generous than Obamacare.
President Trump today talking about the GOP health care plan, saying how much better it was than Obamacare and expressing his frustration it wasn't passed. President now calling on Congress to not go away for an August recess until they get their job done.
We have to stay here. We shouldn't leave town. And we should hammer this out and get it done.
The wildfire near Yosemite National Park in Northern California, 20,000 acres bigger today. CAL FIRE says the Detweiler fire has now consumed nearly 46,000 acres, and it's only 7% contained. All 2,100 residents of the town of Mariposa, west of Yosemite, have been ordered to evacuate. Passengers with laptops and tablets on flights from Mexico to the U.S. have to go through longer security checks starting today at the request of U.S. Homeland Security. USA Radio News.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
It definitely should be reviewed by the legislature. I haven't looked at it with enough time to take a position on it, but they didn't have to turn them on, but they should have had them on.
Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton talking about the fact police officers involved in the shooting of an Australian woman did not have their body cameras on. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull furious about the incident, demanding answers.
It is a shocking killing, and yes, but we are demanding answers on behalf of her family, and our hearts go out to her family and all of her friends and loved ones. It's a truly tragic, tragic killing there in Minneapolis.
President Trump's panel investigating voter fraud is off and running. The president stopped by the first meeting of the Advisory Commission on Election Integrity at the White House. He said the panel's work will help protect American democracy. Get more news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as Mr. Relentless. To be relentless requires constant energy. That's why I take NAD Plus Cell Regenerator from Life Extension. As we age, our cellular metabolism declines. But you can fight back with NAD Plus. NAD Plus provides advanced support for cellular health. It revitalizes your cellular energy. Now you can get NAD Plus at half off. That's 50% off retail price only for my listeners. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Rangers at Grand Canyon National Park sounding the alarm after some campers were using bleach to get rid of ants. They're saying any kind of chemicals can damage the ecosystem. Here's more.
Officials with the Grand Canyon National Park say they've recently had to remove contaminated soil from the park due to people using harmful chemicals to repel insects. Staff members posted on Facebook Tuesday that the chemicals can kill the plants, soil, as well as some of the animals. Experts say if campers want to keep insects away, try storing food and strongly scented products in sealed containers and away from their tent.
European Union officials are ramping up their anti-spy efforts around the Brexit negotiations.
The Telegraph newspaper reports reports that Brussels is ranked by the security services as a top risk location for spying. The high stakes and sensitivity of negotiations add to the risk of espionage. The British side has also upped their security. Brexit Secretary David Davis carries his mobile devices in a briefcase that blocks all wireless, cellular, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals. The EU Brexit team has been warned about the need for confidentiality to avoid the damage of an internal leak. Jasmine Ramirez, Brussels.
The Justice Department is stepping up efforts to seize property and money linked to serious crimes. So-called asset forfeitures were scaled back during the Obama administration. In an event in D.C. today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said criminals should not be allowed to keep and use the proceeds of their crimes. Safeguards are being put in place to prevent abuse by local and state police officials. USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, if you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, I've got to ask a few questions. In this day and age, how do you build a sustainable retail product? How do you keep the retail cost fiercely competitive? How do you build nationwide distribution in a very difficult-to-place segment of supermarkets? How do you build a household name and dominate your product niche and sustain it for over 70 years without advertising? This is absolutely an incredible story today. We're so proud to find out those answers from our guest, Howdy Holmes, the president and CEO of Chelsea Milling, better known to most of our listeners, if not all, as Jiffy Mix. Howdy, welcome to Legends of Success.
Thank you, John. That's a great introduction. I just hope I can live up to all that hype. Well, I know one thing. You will. I know all about you, and we know one thing. Your product certainly does, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and the whole idea is to provide a quality, affordable product, you know, to Americans, especially the working class of Americans, and we're able to do that and have since 1930, mm-hmm. when my grandmother invented the very first retail prepared mix item ever, our Jiffy all-purpose baking mix.
And Howdy, that has been a household brand. And I didn't want to interrupt you, but before I get back into the history with your grandmother, Mabel, mm-hmm. I just want to ask you a question. Give our listeners, they might not know the name Chelsea, but I think everybody recognizes that little blue box Jiffy mix. By the way, what came first, the little blue box or the little blue pill? I'm sorry.
Well, I'm too young to understand what the little blue pills are, John. But so I would have to say that the little blue and white box came long before the little blue pill. But Chelsea's actually it's Michigan's newest city. Mm-hmm. It's halfway it's in Michigan, halfway in between Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Jackson, just off I-94. So. Just a great little community.
Give us a snapshot of Chelsea Milling, if you would, Howdy. Just a snapshot, how big it is, the
sure.
brands, et cetera.
Well, we've actually been around since 1887, when my great-grandfather was one of the principal partners in what was then called the Chelsea Roller Mills. Mm-hmm. He bought it, bought out his partners, and changed the name in 1901 to Chelsea Milling Company. Today, a scant 100-plus years later, we occupy a campus that's about 400,000 square feet. Mm. We are vertically integrated. We do absolutely everything ourselves. We store wheat. We have our own flour mill. We print our own boxes. We do our own mixing, our own packaging, our own logistics. We have about 325 people, three shifts. Year-round, and we produce about 1.6 million boxes of Jiffy Mix daily.
That really is an incredible thing. And the other thing I want to mention is that you have kept that cost so priced so efficiently. And does that go back to vertical integration? I guess there's advantages and disadvantages to be vertically integrated.
There are. The advantages are that you have a better chance of controlling cost and quality. Mm-hmm. The disadvantage is with vertical integration, which most of the world abandoned probably in the late 70s and 80s and certainly in the 90s and kind of outsourced everything. But the disadvantage to vertical integration is you have to understand that many more businesses.
Oh, right.
But we feel that the benefits far outweigh the disadvantages and of course, we're a company that, with our brand Jiffy Mixes, we don't do any advertising. So, if you think about it, if you outsource, if you buy flour instead of milling it yourself, if you outsource your packaging, well, the costs are pretty much the same whether you do it yourself or not. But the difference is the vendor's profit. So you add that up for packaging, for flour, and a lot of the different ingredients, mm-hmm. and you can see that there's a pretty big advantage to doing all those things yourself.
Sure.
But as I said earlier, you've got to know all those businesses.
Oh, absolutely. So talk about multitasking. You've really got to be diversified in your thinking. But you have, I believe, 19 different mixes that are branded under Jiffy, correct?
Well, on the retail side, John, we actually have 22.
Oh, okay.
And we are now into food service, which is our 2.5-pound boxes of product, where we have 11 different products, SKUs, for food service. And what I mean by that is restaurants and small hospitals and that sort of thing. And then we have an institutional line as well. Those are 50-pound bags, and we have 14 of those products. So the institutional and the food service are those 25 products that comprise those two channels of distribution, all have been developed, or I should say implemented, in the last 36 months.
I know you have a son, Howdy Jr., that was, last I heard, working summer times in the business. How many active family members do you have in the business today?
Well, that's just myself and my son has spent four summers here.
Mm-hmm.
He's a college student, be a senior in the fall, and there are a couple other family members who aren't really employed here but are on the board of directors. So I'm really the only full-time family member.
We're going to be joined later on in this program by John Davis, the faculty chair of Families and Business Program at Harvard Business School. Certainly one of the most comprehensive programs anywhere in the world, let alone America. John is also, I want to give him a plug, when I was an adjunct professor in family business at Dickinson College in Pennsylvania, I used John, he's lead and co-author of just a classic called Generation to Generation, Life Cycles of the Family Business. And we're going to bring John in for his observations. He's with us standing by. And so now, folks, you're getting a picture of the size of Chelsea. I mean, what's incredible, and Howdy, I want to compliment you. It's my understanding, we'll talk a little bit about differentiation and then go back in history in this after we get through this break coming up shortly.
Sure.
You have pretty much on the retail shelves mostly a small little box, yet you dominate. You've got more than 50% of your market segment, am I right?
Yeah, significantly more than 50%. And we do, our product is in a box, and most of the other offerings are in pouches. And there's a reason for that. One, it's a point of distinction, yeah. Number one, and that's significant. Two, that, you know, as I mentioned earlier and you referred to, John, we don't do any advertising, mm-hmm. any couponing, any freestanding inserts, any of the traditional merchandising, advertising, marketing. We don't do it the way everybody else does. As a result, we don't have to pass those costs on to the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a terrific price advantage. And what we're all about is really offering value, and we define value as being the highest quality ingredients and the best price. There is no value with just one of those things. You have to have both.
Absolutely. Got to take a quick break, folks. We're on with Howdy Holmes, president and CEO of Chelsea Milling. Everybody knows Jiffy Mix. And later on with John Davis, right here on Legends of Success.
This report is brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. The three most common and severe threats to cardiovascular health in the United States are heart failure, heart attack, and stroke. These potentially fatal conditions are treated in hospitals across America, but Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago has become a leader in the treatment of heart failure and other cardiovascular diseases. In fact, the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute at Northwestern Memorial is ranked number one for survival rate of heart failure patients and number two for survival of patients suffering from heart attack or stroke. Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Medicine has taken a nation-leading position in heart failure through a disease-specific, patient-level approach that involves identifying and then treating patients earlier in their disease. It is now possible to delay and even prevent heart failure. Mechanical pumps and transplants are important, but the future is in restoring heart function and ultimately the prevention of heart failure.
To learn more, visit heart.nm.org.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay
una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental, NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Joining today's guest, our friend Howdy Holmes, the president and CEO of Chelsea Milling, and a family-owned business that really has, for decades, I hate to use the word control, the federal government doesn't like that, let's say dominates a market segment with such an efficiently cost and intelligent product that Jiffy mixes. And before I go back into history, Howdy, when Jack Welch was on the show and I had the good fortune of visiting him in Boston with Jack and Susie at his home, mm-hmm. I remember asking Jack, I said, Jack, if you could only pick out one characteristic or one attribute, only one, aside from integrity and doing the right thing and all that, what is that most important characteristic that will help define success in a product or business? And he said, differentiation. Mm-hmm. How has and what is the most important differentiator that you have with Jiffy Mix that has allowed you, I hate to say clobber, I don't want to jinx you, but you've clobbered some of the Goliaths like Pillsbury and General Mills. And look, you know what I mean? How do you do it?
Well, I guess we just hit on the right combination of things, John. And as I referred to earlier, nowadays our products are in a box, and a lot of the other choices in a bake aisle and grocery stores are in pouches and so on. We've been at it for a while. I think we have to sort of establish that, too. Jiffy Mixes have been out in the market since 1930. So we've had a little time to perfect our value proposition. Mm-hmm. And so we look different. The name's been out there for a long time. And probably the thing that separates us is, you know, nowadays there's a lot of conversation about private label, whether it's in baking mixes or milk or whatever the case may be. Certainly, value and private label gets a lot of press when times are difficult. But we've sort of been the private label approach to pricing right from the beginning. Mm. The advantage that we have is we have a national name, which is expresses goodwill, and people, our quality is consistent and repeatable, so people have a confidence in our product, and I think that's huge. That's a point of differentiation that you strive for, and we didn't have any idea in the beginning when my grandmother started our first product in 1930, mm-hmm. that we were going to be able to carve out a niche, so to speak. Sure. But I think philosophically and the intention of trying to make life easier for people in the kitchen is a wonderful trait. And then to sort of combine that with, look, let's make it affordable so that everybody can enjoy our products. I think probably goes a little bit against certainly most business practices. Mm-hmm. And our belief is give people a good product or a good service and be consistent about it, and then the dollars will fall in line. But if you put dollars or growth or margin profit in front of those things, it's a riskier path.
Sure, absolutely. But you've never lost sight. I don't think any generation of your family has ever lost sight of that value proposition straight through to that consumer. And I believe a lot of businesses miss the mark by forgetting why they're in business and who they're in business for.
Well, I think that's correct. I believe that business is, in most people's definition, the whole idea is to get ahead and to see how much money you can make and so on. And frankly, that's never been a priority for us. And, sure. And maybe we're certainly different in that respect. I would like to think different in a good sense, not different in a uninformed sense by any stretch of the imagination. And I think it has a lot to do with personal philosophies and integrity and things like that. And you know, around here these days, at least the culture that we have now, as when we bring in folks from the outside, professionals from the outside who I purposely recruit from large publicly held businesses, for one reason, they get exposed to a lot of different things.
Sure.
And but we have a little program that they need to sort of participate in, and which we affectionately call detox. And that the whole purpose of that is to kind of get the belief system that they've been, you know, successful at in other places, get that out of their minds and get their feet on the ground and get them to believe that collaboration is the most significant piece. Mm-hmm. And that to strive for profit is not the only choice you have in business.
I would never guess that, only to say that I certainly see the value in bringing somebody, since all your competitors are publicly held companies, or most of them, mm-hmm. There's great wisdom to doing that, but you must have some challenge with some of them. You would think that some of that corporate, I'm not knocking all corporations in America, but just some of them profit first instead of integrity first. And not all businesses in America, folks, are like that. Not all major corporations are. We got a lot of big family-owned or family-directed publicly held companies. But it's a little different with a familial culture than it is a public company culture. It's rare to get that family culture with those large. So is it hard to detox them?
It is very hard for people to accept our what we call interdependence. And essentially, the best way to describe that is we expect people to ask questions of others in different disciplines before they start to form an idea.
Sure.
And you'd be surprised how often people removed from your own discipline can throw out an idea that is just as obvious as the day is long that you would miss because of your familiarity. You just
sure.
People automatically, I won't say jump to conclusions, but with familiarity comes contempt at times, and that's exactly why we do it. So to answer your question, do people have a difficult time? Yeah, it basically goes like this. We have a very extensive hiring process, a lot of psychological testing, multiple interviews, very different questions during the interviewing process, and when we describe our detox process, people always say that, oh, that sounds great. I'll get to know people and understand the business. Essentially, we make people work at every one of our departments for up to 6 months and not be able to make a decision. And we want them to learn how to build relationships. Now, when we describe this intellectually, it sounds great. And until they get here and all of a sudden they're the ones that have to sit on the bench.
Sure.
And when it becomes personal, because we've all learned in what I call the real world that it's the person who has the right answer that gets rewarded. As a result of that, people don't exactly collaborate. They actually deflect each other in an effort to be the one who's got the right answer.
Yeah, it probably comes from classrooms when we're kids.
Well, that could very well be. I think we have this, I don't know if hero is the right word, but we reward those who...
win.
Who win.
Right.
And, you know, it gets to the root of, you know, what is winning. Well, our definition of winning is, you know, making people happy that they can have, you know, very good quality food at affordable prices.
Mm-hmm.
That's winning.
Sure. We go back to the origins of Chelsea Milling. I mean, we're really going back, I guess, 1887. Your great-grandfather was a partner in the business. He was a banker. He was an entrepreneur. And I guess eventually by 1901, howdy, he bought out those partners and the family owned it. Am I right?
That's correct. And his son, that would be Harmon mm-hmm. S. Holmes, my great-grandfather, his son, Howard Samuel, as a point of difference, wasn't quite the entrepreneur his dad was.
Sure.
And I'm referring to my grandfather, mm-hmm. great-grandfather now. And as a point of difference, my grandfather came into Chelsea Milling Company in 1911 and started to run this business and was doing a great job with it until 1936, when unfortunately there was an accident here and he was killed at an early age of 51.
Unreal. And I got to take a real quick break here. We're going to come back and talk about how that transition affected the family. And when the leader of the business dies, how do you react? A lot of businesses would have gone under. Not the Holmes family. No, folks, they stuck around. We'll be right back on Legends of Success with more of Howdy Holmes and upcoming John Davis from Harvard. You're listening to Legends of Success.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information...